Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Michael on Twitter pointing out that Hammy did say yesterday Kwan should be back on Tuesday. I'm hopeful.
I am too. Backs are tricky though, man. Back injuries can be very tricky.
Well, and I think, listen, by Tuesday you should have this thing locked up. So. This thing, I mean, that's what? Your magic number's at 5 now with Kansas City because they lost last night?
Five or six, but I don't think that should be the goal. I don't think that you should just be aiming to lock up the division.
No, I mean, you should still be playing for a 2 seed.
Like, no, I think you should, your goal, if you're the Guardian, should be the 1 seed. Because if you get that, then it gives you the ability to, you've got the easiest path to the World Series. You don't have to play both. Potentially Houston and New York or Baltimore. You only have to play one of those teams, and I think that is vital.
Well, no, you
Houston or New York.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
Houston, or New York.
I'll be honest with you.
Because they're going to win that division.
Be honest with you. I think I'd rather just avoid playing Houston in any measure.
Well, that's the 1 seed.
So
that's the 1 seed. The 2 seed's going to, in all likelihood, have to play Houston in the ALDS.
So, but at the same point, I do think it's almost... I understand the importance of seeding, so I don't want to try and say that it's not important because you want to do everything you possibly can to get the best seeding. And because I think another great point that was made yesterday was that you get home field advantage throughout the entirety of the playoffs. That's for this team especially. That's another nice bump. At the same point, I think anything's more important than getting Stephen Kwan to a point where he's as healthy as he can be. So that when he does play in the playoffs, you're not having to worry about if he's going to hit 200 or not.
Right. You need him to be the Stephen Kwan that we saw in, you know, June when he came back from that hamstring injury that cost him a few weeks. You need him to be that guy. That is who the Guardians need when they do get to the playoffs, coming out of the leadoff spot, playing left field. They need him to be the all-around baseball player that earned an all-star appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That said, these games still do matter. Yeah. And while making sure he's right for the playoffs is very important, the games are still important too.
Yeah, but I think Kwan being the best version of himself is more important. So if it comes down to one game, which it could be, right? I mean, right now I think they are one game ahead of you.
The Yankees are a game and a half up.
Okay, so they're a game and a half up off you. I cannot remember who has the tiebreaker because
I believe the Yankees do.
Okay, so that's really 2.5 games if we're being honest. So even if it comes down to a game of, well, we know the importance of this game, we got to get it done. I'm just going to go back to the idea of, every moment you can give Stephen Kwan to get that back right, that's as important as anything, because it doesn't matter if you play the Astros or the Yankees in round 2, mm-hmm. the ALDS, if that guy is 70%.
How much does having the bye impact your thinking too, though? Because I do think it gives, knowing that they should have a bye locked up, I think that both the Yankees and Guardians will be the two teams that have the byes. Knowing that's locked up, I think it actually gives them the ability to fight a little bit harder for that 1 seed down the stretch of the season, because they're going to have some time off while Houston and Baltimore and Kansas City and probably Minnesota are all playing in the wild card round.
So it's interesting you say that because it's almost like you can't make up the time. Like once you bring him back, he's back, and that bye is going to help you, especially with him and anybody. You know, that's going to help you get a little more distance on that bullpen, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have done a good job. The rotation's come around enough that I'm not as concerned about blowing out that bullpen in October. Same time, if the question is, all right, we got to get Kwan back so we can get the one seed, but he's not 100%, okay, then don't bring him back.
Sure.
Or in 100% is like a moving goalpost.
Right. It's not actually, no one is 100% at this point in the year.
Yeah.
And you say that in all sports at the end of the season. No one makes it through, especially a season as long with as many games as there are in baseball. No one makes it through 100%. Like that is an abstract thing that you're chasing.
But I do think, because here's the thing, because you're also giving a guy like Angel Martinez every opportunity to prove he belongs near the top of your lineup. The advantage of resting Kwan as much as you can and making sure, and almost to the point of like epic conservatism with handling an injury, the potential upside is if Martinez can continue to hit, I think you put him in the two seed, or the two spot, and I think your 1-5 for most of the playoffs is Kwan, Martinez, Hosey, Naylor, and then Lane Thomas to get a little extra kiss off that Naylor swinging for the fences. I think that, you know, everybody focuses on you don't have two Aaron Judges. You don't have, you know, Soto and Judge. You don't have Gunnar Henderson and Rutschman. I don't care about that. Like, that's not how you're built.
No.
You're built, and if you can extend a top-heavy lineup to instead of 1-4 to 1-5, it takes even less pressure off the back of your lineup, and that's where you can. When those guys, like, the people forget the turtling effect. When the top of your lineup turtled against better pitching against the Yankees 2 years ago, and they started trying to do what they've done too much of in the last couple weeks and months is swing for the fences, mm-hmm. all of a sudden that had a trickle-down effect to guys who weren't naturally good hitters anyways.
Right.
That's where you have to stay out of for most of the playoffs.
So that's your concern, that that's going to happen this year?
Yeah, especially if you are rolling Kwan out there in the name of trying to get the number one seed.
But I don't think – if you're rolling Kwan out there, I don't think he's going to be – He's got a high enough baseball IQ that he's not going to try and do too much. I think he's going to be somebody, and he has obviously hit for so much more power this year than he's ever hit for before in his career. But I think he's going to know his limitations. I think he's going to stay within himself. And I think that's a really important thing to think about as you do bring him back. It's not as if you're bringing back someone like a Josh Naylor, who, as you said, swings out of his shoes all the time. And he does. You're bringing back a different type of baseball player. And I think that goes into how you handle this, too.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Steven, because he is a tremendous baseball player and seems to be a tremendous dude as well. We don't get to know players like that, which I think is a detriment to the organization and the players themselves. Everything I've said about Deshaun not taking advantage of getting to know Cleveland, I say the same thing about the players themselves, especially Kwan, especially Naylor, the Naylors. But I digress. I'm not going to turn into that. But everything you just said has been pushed back. He's too smart of a baseball player to do that. I've watched one too many at-bats and it's not just the last 7 weeks. It was when he was hitting really well.
Sure.
Where he too, like the amount of bad at-bats cannot simply just be put as a bad back.
No.
That's a mentality thing. And the thing is, it's late in the season for him to get that corrected beyond just, ouch, my back.
I do wonder if time off will help him mentally too. Because I think part of that, when you're going through something like this back injury that he could have been going through, and obviously we know slumps do happen in baseball to even the best of players, but I wonder how much time off will help him mentally sort of reset and refocus and get ready to go for a postseason run.
216-474-0092. When it comes to this, I did throw out the Twitter, I almost said Twitter profile because I'm looking at the word profile. The Twitter poll earlier before today's show at Nick Wilson says, who would you rather face in the ALDS, the Orioles or the Astros? Right now, by the way, 68% of people saying the Orioles, and you and I are both in lockstep.
Yeah, not even close.
Of all the teams, right, the two teams that I actually might fear most in the playoffs are the Astros and the Tigers. The Astros because of the experience, and the Tigers because they're simply the hottest team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. I'm fascinated to see how that last spot goes in the AL wild card picture. But that said, because they would play the Astros in the first round. So if the Guardians get the two seed, they're going to see either three or six, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you could see either one of those two teams. If Detroit continues its hot play and Minnesota continues deciding that they don't want to really finish the season off and find their way into the playoffs, the Guardians could be seeing one of those two teams.
What is more important down the stretch, getting Stephen Kwan right or trying to get that number one seed in the American League? And I think Danny and I see something very, very similarly. We're going to get to that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.